So it's like 2:30 or something in the morning right now, and I can't sleep, but I go back to my college tomorrow for at least the intro of the second semester, and just kind of been laying here thinking about all the dreadful experiences that I had to go through in the first semester. You know, I told you guys about the experience with that goddamn Chad and, you know, his utter disrespect and disregard for my person. And then, you know, I have had girls that were like treating me like I'm an idiot because I'm blind, and it just pissed me off. But I've just kind of been thinking about Elliot, and, you know, I relate to him a lot. He went through a lot of the same things that I'm going through right now. And, you know, I've read his manifesto many times. It's, you know, it's a very interesting piece of literature, that's for sure. You know, and I think a lot of his theories are, for the most part, pretty correct. You know, and when us incels get pushed that far, we just snap, and there's nothing you can really do about it. But, you know, Elliot was, you know, in my eyes and many others' eyes, a hero, because he took the horrors of this world that he experienced his entire life, and he dished it back out, and he got revenge. And he showed the world that us incels aren't just repulsive pieces of shit like most of you think. And I'm sure there are other incels that are watching this, or listening to this, rather. But, you know, just the amount of dread that we have to feel every day, seeing these beautiful girls walking around, in my case, hearing them, like, I remember I used to sit in my college library and study, and there'd be girls, these just beautiful girls, dude, and you hear them talking, and it just pissed me off, because I knew that I'd never be good enough for one of them, and it was just extremely infuriating. I mean, these girls were magnificent, you know, beautiful, amazing creatures that I would never be able to get with. And then, you know, you think about all the cells that have taken their own lives just because of this dreadful, dreadful sickness that we have. You know, celibacy is not a choice. Involuntary celibacy is not a choice. Because if you're truly an incel, you can't do anything about it. And that's just the way you are for the rest of your life. But, you know, it's just a very depressing and horrific situation that, you know, we find ourselves in, those of us who are incels. You know, and I think Elliot, like I said, Elliot, you know, and Alec, they just got pushed to the edge. And they went overboard, and they couldn't take it anymore. You know, it's just a very sad and decrepit situation. So, just want to give a moment of silence to Elliot and Alec and Chris and all of these other incels that lost the fight.